A 33-year-old dies in his sleep, and we are programmed to suspect foul play. It shouldn't happen. But the cause of death is determined by autopsy to be the blockage of a coronary artery. When the 33-year-old is a professional athlete, like pitcher Daryl Kyle of the St. Louis Cardinals, who died over the weekend, the rarity of the death is especially unsettling. We imagine a lot of people wanted to talk to a cardiologist after hearing the news about Daryl Kyle, so we have called up Dr. Stuart Seides, who is a cardiologist at the Washington Hospital Center. Dr. Seides, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
A medical examiner in Chicago found that Daryl Kyle had 80 to 90% narrowing of two of the three coronary arteries. First, I want to ask you, would a condition of that sort have been evident, say, 6 months ago or a year ago, or could it have happened much more recently than that?
Well, the time course of coronary obstruction is very variable, but we believe that obstructions tend to accumulate in a more stutter step rather than a purely linear fashion. So while I think it is difficult to be certain in retrospect what was there 6 months ago, I think one can say that something was there, but the magnitude of the obstruction may have advanced rather rapidly and may have changed dramatically in the last several, not only months, but even weeks.
I read in the paper that Daryl Kyle, like the other members of the St. Louis Cardinals, was given an EKG and as part of a regular physical. Would that test have shown, say, on 50% occlusion of the arteries?
Well, a resting electrocardiogram has relatively low sensitivity for the detection of coronary heart disease. Absent underlying heart muscle damage, the electrocardiogram may be perfectly normal. The resting electrocardiogram may be perfectly normal in the setting of rather advanced coronary obstruction.
Daryl Kyle's father, it is reported widely, died in his 40s, I believe of heart disease or of some coronary disease. Would that fact lead a primary care physician to say, Daryl, I think you should have some more extensive test that would see what your risk is, or is that really pretty exotic?
Well, I think if you took a group of individuals who had premature coronary disease in their families, you would still find a relatively low incidence of detectable severe coronary disease of these individuals in their 30s. But what I would say is that the presence of premature coronary disease in one's family should put an individual and their doctors on a higher level of alert. Number one, to attend to risk factors that may be modifiable, that is, for example, measurement of serum cholesterol and modification of that by diet or medication. And secondly, it should be remembered that while we associate coronary artery disease as a disease of older people, it does start in relative youth. So this is a disease that can start early. And even in a young, relatively fit individual, the appearance of any symptoms, particularly chest or shoulder or neck discomfort that occurs consistently with exercise, should be looked into in a serious manner. And as you would imagine for professional athletes or athletes really at all levels, there's a notion of pushing through discomfort, and often the possibility of heart disease doesn't even register on the radar screen for folks like this. We don't know whether he did or did not have any relevant symptoms, but I think as a takeaway message here, I think the takeaway is that symptoms need to be considered the possibility of heart disease needs to be considered even in the relatively young and fit.
Dr. Stuart Seides, Associate Director of Cardiology at the Washington Hospital Center, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Daryl Kyle pitched in the major leagues for a dozen years before his death over the weekend.